Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Ride University. My name is Omar Muhammad, helping you improve and progress in business and in life. We're here at the Entrepreneurial Development and Assistance Center. We call it EDAC for short, at Morgan State University. If you're looking to reach out to me, my email address is omar@edacmorgan.com. The website you see there. But for those who are listening to this, it's edacmorgan.com. And we're located on the campus of Morgan State University at 4100 Hillen Road, Suite 302, Baltimore, Maryland, 21218. RIDE University, RIDE stands for Returning Citizens Inspired to Develop Entrepreneurial Ventures, powered by EDAC at Morgan State University and funded by the Minority Business Development Agency. All right, so as I indicated, you know, this whole series is going to be about a three-part series is going to be about AI, artificial intelligence. You know, there's a lot of buzz now about this AI, what AI is doing. I could write a whole business plan using AI. AI can create all these pictures and all that good stuff. Well, you know, I'm giving you the definition and what type of AIs are out there and how entrepreneurs are using AI. And that's what we're going to focus on today. So for those who are familiar with us, we always start off with a quote. So our quote today is, AI will be the defining technology of the 21st century, driving business transformation and revolutionizing industries. Revolutionizing industries. And that is Fifi Lee, co-director of Stanford University's Human-Centered AI Institute. All right, so a couple of things we're going to talk about. And the topic is, how are entrepreneurs using AI? So some of the entrepreneurs that I've been working with, have conversations with, they're using AI for customer support. I mean, that's important. As a small business owner, if you are a solo entrepreneur, even if you have 2 to 3 people, you know, someone has to be responsible for customer service. So there are some AI platforms or applications out in the marketplace that can help you develop frequently asked questions, provide product recommendations, and assist with basic inquiries. And you definitely want to have something like an AI or somebody, a human being, you know, really getting back to the customers on a timely basis. I would say AI is one of those tools that can help you do that. The other one is data analytics. You know, data is important. You know, we collected a lot of data and sometimes we don't know how to use that data, you know, whether it's through email marketing, we've gone out and did a workshop and we have evaluations, or, you know, we're surveying our customers. What are we doing with that data? How are we using that data? When do we have time to look at the data? I mean, that's important. So, you know, as a entrepreneur, think about, you know, as you go out there and collect data, how are you using that data to impact your business? Are you using the data to for marketing purposes, looking at customers, looking at your financials? You know, because there's data in numbers, or is it numbers in data? One of the two. But, you know, the numbers are there. You have to figure out a way, what does the number say? And as you gather a history of numbers, if you will, so year 1, year 2, year 3, pull those numbers together and just look at your sales. If your sales increase or decrease, why? And look at your expenses. As well. So data is truly important. And there are some AIs out there that can help you do just that. Actually, I just mentioned some of those. Can help you out with pricing and, of course, make important decisions. And if you listen to sports, you know, for those individuals who are sports fans, you know, when it comes down to, especially football, that's a good one. Especially football, you always hear on a fourth down, what does the analytics say? So someone's using some type of AI algorithm to figure out, should I go for it? Should I not go for it? So just like in sports, which is a business, in football, there's some data out there that you can utilize to improve your business decision making. And of course, marketing. You see that information. Now, what can an AI do for you to help you out with your marketing? It can figure out, who's your target audience. I mean, it's actually already doing it, y'all. It's actually already doing it. I mean, if you think about Facebook and Instagram, they have these demographic information, demographics that can help you determine who's visiting your social media sites. So it can help you with a number of AI, that is, can help you with a number of ways to help you with your marketing decisions. Who's buying your products? What are their behaviors? I mean, when do they come on social media? When do they visit your social media? When do they visit your website? Who are your audience? Do you have different audiences? Do you have males? Do you have females? Do you have an age group? So this AI can really help you determine and help you make better marketing decisions as an entrepreneur. And as always, if you don't have customers coming in, you're not going to be in business too long. So you want to make sure that you're having good customer service, you're looking at the data, and from there, you can develop a marketing strategy that can help you with your business. And then you got to follow it up again, follow, or I would say measure, the impact that you're putting out there. So hopefully that was helpful for you. As we always, I always say that we have a number of other resources for individuals. We have this podcast. We have some new things in which we're doing with the podcast. So please go check that out at edacmorgan.com. We have an annual event that's popping up, that's coming up. So if you are a formerly incarcerated individual, you are an entrepreneur, we want to hear from you. We actually are recognizing one individual who is an entrepreneur. We also are recognizing an organization who is working with formerly incarcerated individuals. So if that represents you, please email us or just go into our website, I should say. And that's edacmorgan.com. And that's edacmorgan.com. Look forward to hearing from you in the future. Here's our Instagram at Rod Small Biz. Email again is Omar at edacmorgan.com. And our website is there for you to see all of the wonderful things that we're doing to impact those individuals who are looking to start, operate, and scale their business. So until next time, continue to improve and progress. Peace.
This is Bookshop Production.